We continue today with lesson number 44 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We are in the 10th perek, nearing the end, but not quite there. And today we will learn Mishneh Zayin and Mishneh Ches of Perek Yud. So we learned yesterday that a prosbul written by the Malva in order that he should be able to, that the loan that the borrower owes him, the money the borrower owes him, should not be cancelled by Shemitah, he can write a document known as a prosbul, which bypasses the Shemitah Saksofim, and then he can collect his debt. But there's a requirement that the lover, the borrower, must have some karka in order for the prosbul to go into effect. The question is, exactly what is karka? So our Mishnah gives the case of a kaveres devorim, a beehive. And this is a beehive which is sitting on the ground. So is this karka or is this not karka? He doesn't own the ground. He only owns a beehive on the ground. So Rabbi Lezer Omer Hareyoka karka, a beehive on the ground, that's ground, that's earth, that's real estate. And therefore it's like karka, meaning it's subject to the same rules of acquisition as land. Just as land can be, you can purchase land by kesef, by shtar, or by chazoka, so too I can buy a kaveres, a beehive from someone, by paying him money, by writing a shtar, a document saying, I hereby, the seller of the kaveres would write, I hereby sell this kaveres to so-and-so, signed, and or bechazoka, if I take possession of it, it becomes mine. So it's all the laws of acquisition of kinyonim, which apply to karka, apply to this kaveres, says Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore v'kos v'noleho prusbul. If the lover has no land whatsoever but owns a beehive on the land, that's enough. That qualifies as karka for a prusbul. But Rabbi Eliezer goes further. So much so is a kaveres, a beehive, considered karka, that ve'eino mekabeles tumma bimkoma. If you have a basket, the basket is mekabel tumma. Here he has a basket, essentially the beehive is no different from a basket, but it's sitting on the ground. Sitting on the ground, it's part of the ground. And just like ground is not mekabel tumma, so too, this kaveres on the ground, according to Rabbi Lezer, is not mekabel tumma. Similarly, of course, if something's growing on the ground on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to pluck it from the ground. That's kotzer. It's a melacha on Shabbos, tolesh. However, suppose a person is rode, removes honey from the beehive on Shabbos, and the beehive is sitting on the ground. Says Rabbi Lezer, the beehive is like a tree. It's part of the ground. V'horoda mimeno, a person who removes honey from this beehive on Shabbos, is chayiv. He's chayiv because of chil Shabbos. However, Chachamim disagree down the line. Chachamim omer eino karka. A beehive is not karka. It's a basket, no more than that. It's metaltalin. V'yein kos v'lov prusbul. It does not qualify as real estate to write a prusbul on it. Umikabel es tumma bimkoma. Like any basket is mekabel tumma, even if it's sitting on the ground. If a person removes honey from a beehive sitting on the ground, it's as if he removed an egg from a basket. That's not tolesh on Shabbos. Min ha-Torah. But Rabbanon said, the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Daf Tzadikei, said it's not permissible to remove honey from a beehive, even if the beehive is connected to the ground. Even if it is not connected to the ground, it's prohibited on Shabbos for other reasons. But only midrabbanon. Min haTorah, a beehive is metaltalin, is like any basket, and removing eggs from a basket is not reaping on Shabbos. Or the min of Shabbos is potter. Halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is like the Chachomim. Mishneh Ches continues. Here we have a situation. So-and-so borrowed money from the lender. He borrowed whatever it is, $100. And now Shemitah has passed. The seventh year is gone. And the borrower has a guilty conscience. And he knows he owes $100, even though, yes, Shemitah has canceled the debt, but it's only right to pay the guy back. So he goes knocking on the lender's door and says, look, I'd like to return the money to you. I know Shvius has passed and Shvius has canceled Min HaTorah, has canceled the debt. I'd like to give it to you anyway. I like to want to pay you back. I like to pay my debts. Yomer lo. So the Malva should say to him, Mishametani. No, I forfeit. I gave up the loan. The Torah says I got to give it up. It's gone. You don't have to pay me back. Suppose then the Lova says, Omer lo, afal pikein. Ah. Nevertheless, I want to pay you back. I want to give you. And he just says this once, afal pikein. So the rule is, says the Mishnah, yekabel mimenu. The Malva should accept their payment back. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, v'zeh devar hashmito. So Rashi in Mesechas Gittin says that the word devar means speech. V'zeh devar hashmito. So devar hashmito means speech, meaning there should be some speech. If he says, I want to give you back the money, you should say, speak the words, mishametani. I give it up, I forfeit it, I forgive the loan. He does, that's all he has to say. Zed devar hashmita, one dibur, one statement, and then he can accept the money. Kiyotzebo, similarly, a different situation entirely, but where one word suffices, or one phrase suffices. Kiyotzebo, rotseach, you have a person who killed someone accidentally, in which case he has to go to the Ir Miklot, to one of the cities of refuge. Shegol aliir miklot, he went to the city of refuge. And here he is, this accidental murderer, he's an ishnech bo, the great rabbi or whatever. And the people in the Ir Miklot want to honor him. V'rotzu anshei ho'ir l'chabdo, they want to honor him. So yom alohem, he has to say to them once, roitzeach ani, you're giving me honor? I'm a murderer. Yes, accidental murderer, but still someone died because of my small degree of negligence. Amrulo, if they then say to him, Afal pikein, nevertheless, we want to honor you, yikabel mehem, he should accept the kavod from them. Shenemar v'zeh devar horotzeach. Again, devar dibur. Well, he has to at least say once, but only once, you are amrotzeach. They say, Afal pikein, he can accept the honors. So we have finished Misneches, and in the process have concluded lesson number 44.